Good morning. Welcome to the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. Had some connection issues once again, so a little later start than normal, but we're here and happy to be sharing from God's Word, sharing this week about integrity. Tough subject as we consider what it looks like, how God would have us to live with integrity. The verse for the week that kind of sets the tone, Jesus said in Matthew 5:37, to simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything beyond this comes from the evil one. And I think that's a good description of integrity. It's probably bigger than that, but to wrap it up, it's living with a consistency between our actions and our words. Today, we're going to look specifically at God saying that, or actually the psalmist writing and asking God to judge him according to his integrity. And I wonder, how often would I be willing to pray that prayer? God, judge me according to my integrity. It should be a tough prayer to pray. It should be a prayer that requires a considerable amount of thought. In verse 7, or verse 8 of chapter 7, the psalmist writes and says, let the Lord judge the people. Judge me, O Lord, according to my righteousness, according to my integrity, O Most High. I suspect that an initial reading of that most of us would say, okay, that's good. At least until we begin to evaluate our integrity, our righteousness. The great news is that it doesn't count on us. It doesn't count on our perfection. The righteousness that we live with as Christians is the righteousness that we've been clothed with in Christ. And God is a God from day one who is considered the heart, who has considered our desire, who calls us to live a life of holiness, but examines not simply the output of our hands, the output of our life, the output of our mouth, but examines the motivation, examines the heart, examines the desire. But I think praying and knowing this desire that God would judge me according to my integrity ought to lead each one of us to be more deliberate in living a life of integrity, of removing deceit from our life, of removing anything that would give the appearance of hypocrisy. In a lot of ways, I think that's kind of the opposite side of integrity, and that's hypocrisy. When our words and our actions don't match up, when we say one thing but do something else, many people label those in the church exactly as that. You preach one thing, you say one thing, but your actions don't always do that. And to be honest, there's truth in that. Because sometimes we fail. Sometimes we don't pay attention to what we say. We don't pay attention to what we do. And our words and our actions don't match up. They don't even come close at times. But But as a growing Christian, our desire ought to be that they are the same more often than not. That our growing brings us to a point where they're the same all the time. And I realize there are times that we speak and we don't have all of the facts. It's I believe, one of the reasons James tells us to be slow to speak, slow to become angry, but quick to listen. And there are times we appear to lack integrity because we've spoken without thinking. We've spoken without all of the facts, and we make a bold statement and find that we can't live up to it, and that we never could have lived up to it. Sometimes even that God would not have wanted us to. Being judged according to my integrity calls me to a life that is different than that of the world. It calls me to a life that represents and reflects Jesus more accurately. The people around us, generally, that spend much time at all with us, develop a view of who we are. And I suppose if you work in an environment that there are other people around you on a regular basis, they may not tell you, but they all have an idea of whether you can be trusted. Whether you're a person of integrity, whether you follow through. And I wonder what those closest to me today would say about my integrity. I have a good idea about those closest to me, but that next level of people, those that I don't have near the relationship with. You see, when we ask God to judge us according to our righteousness, according to our own integrity, as a Christian, we do so knowing that we are covered by the blood of Jesus. This isn't meant to be a discouraging devotion. It could quickly become that way without Jesus. But how God views us is based on how He sees us in Christ. And as the Lord is the judge of the heart, He understands. Now, that's not an excuse to continue living without integrity. That's not an excuse to make rash promises. That's not an excuse to break our word easily. But He understands those times where we've not foreseen what was about to happen, where we've committed to something without knowing. And I believe there are times when we ask God to judge us by our integrity that He expects us to follow through even when it's more difficult than we expected. To keep our word even if it costs us. To do the difficult things. As we spend this week talking each morning about integrity, I wanted to lay this foundation to help myself, to help each one of us become more comfortable with this request of David. This request that God judge me according to my integrity. Not in a condemnation way, please, but in a way that brings correction. In a way that enlightens me to where I'm at. In a way that helps me to change. In a way that makes me more like Jesus. You see, that's God's desire for every one of us. As His children, that we would represent Jesus well, that the integrity that we live with would help people to know the consistency of God. That would help people to know the integrity of God's Word. Would help people to know Jesus. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank You that You are a God that loves us. Your love has called us to Yourself, and even when we come to You asking to be judged according to our integrity, we can do so with courage, with confidence, knowing that Your judgments are good and right, and that according to the cry of our heart, Your judgments are meant for Your children to encourage us, to correct us. They're meant for our good. Not to harm us, not to punish us, but to bring us more and more into living in the image of Christ. So, Father, may our integrity be grounded and based upon our commitment to our decision to follow Jesus, to surrender fully to Him. May that be the core of our integrity, that when we said yes to Jesus, that we remain faithful to Him. That's not a promise, that's not a commitment that we waver on or go back and forth in. And Father, as we live as those clothed in Christ, may we realize that Christ is who You see. And as You judge us according to our integrity in Christ, according to the righteousness that we have in Christ, may we live in such a way that the world sees us. Not as who we were, but as who Christ is making us to be. May we be more careful in listening and investigating before we commit to things. May those times where our integrity is questioned because we change our mind because we've learned something, may we have the humility to admit that we were wrong in our first decision. And may it help us to be more careful in paying attention to the details, in not making rash decisions, and in being quick to listen. Father, again, I continue to pray for those that are struggling in this economy that we live in. May Your people continue to surround one another. May we be the church that helps one another, that encourages one another, that lifts one another up. Physically, spiritually, emotionally, however the need exists. I do pray not only for those that are struggling financially, but those that are struggling spiritually. That are trying to walk with You, that face roadblock after roadblock, temptation after temptation, and perhaps even feel like giving up. And I pray that You would surround them with people that encourage them and help them and lift them. Even carries them through the temptations so that they are strong. For those struggling emotionally and just living in a turmoil within their mind, within their heart, I pray that they would know the peace that surpasses all understanding. Not in a glib kind of way or casual thing, but a deep, abiding peace. And they would know it because your children have surrounded them with love, with compassion, with care. Father, may the integrity that we live with be seen by others, because we not only live according to our word, but more importantly, we live according to your word. And may what they hear and see in your word be heard and seen in us. And may that be an integrity that is our goal for today, for our life. That our life simply doesn't match our word, but our life matches your word. And as we pursue that level of integrity, may we be very deliberate in lifting up Jesus at every opportunity that we have, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been the Monday morning devotion and prayer time from Impact Prayer Ministry. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.